Now, our second point talks about lack of having a clear SWOT analysis of someone's strengths and weaknesses. In life, everybody has strength. Every human being has strength, and every human being has weaknesses. Via someone's weaknesses, this is where somebody is supposed to be able to submit, willing to learn new things so that one may evolve, develop, and improve the weaknesses by turning them into strength. Also, one must be willing to obey and be commanded so that one may change his negative habits into positive attributes. So, SWOT analysis, I need to understand what are my weaknesses. I need to know the clear picture, have the clear picture of my weaknesses, and I need to have a clear picture of my strength. Now, the word SWOT, do a SWOT analysis, this is something you're going to hear whenever you want to improve your life to become better. The word SWOT means, it has four letters. S stands for strength. Areas you do well, or you have, or you can take advantages through your life, things that you're good at doing. That's your strength. The W stands for weaknesses. Areas that needs improving, where you hire other people's strength, you hire other people's engagement, contribution, so that you may make yourself better. In fact, when you go hire a person who is a plumber, or you go hire a builder, an engineer, a lawyer, you're hiring them in the areas where you're weak. So you pay them, you honor them, so that they may serve you in your weak areas by adding their strength onto you. And the next letter is O. O stands for opportunity. Looking at the external factors that may contribute to your need, your service, your business, or your organizations that can build up your strength, that can add value and encourage your strength, boost your strength. The last letter is T, SWOT T. The last T stands for threats, potential problem, risks caused by the external factors that may hinder you or may hinder your progress. Yeah, those are the threats. Now, every time you want to succeed beyond yourself, the worst enemy is self, you need to have these 7 points in your understanding, because this is what you're improving as you progress in life. Let us go to the third point. This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo. God's Quota will celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.